Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us in money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
I'm looking for. Hey, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well. I actually earned a...
Oh, you earned it.
It was off the air.
But we agreed that you would get the point if you then said it on air.
I then told you guys, I believe that I would be better on XM radio than I would be on when I have to just be, you know... I can't be myself because sometimes I can get a little ornery. I'm trying to think.
You don't feel like you can be yourself on this show?
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, no. Yeah, you're right. My clean self I can be, but not my dirty self.
I got you.
What is the – I'm asking you, the listener. There used to be a tournament on the PGA Tour, and I swear they played it in Colorado every year, where you would then get points for things. So whereas normally you're like 13 under is leading the Open – at this tournament, and one's going on now with this Barracuda Championship that Nick Hardy's in, where the leader is like plus 28 because you get so many points for a birdie, you lose points for a bogey, you don't get anything for a par, one of those deals. I cannot remember what that was called. So if somebody has that in their head, please send that in at 359-2255. I don't remember. I'm typing it right now to find out where you... gain points. I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to find this out. The International. Boom. That's where it was. And I don't think they play that anymore, right? It was played for 21 seasons. The end of the International. That was a tough day when the International ended. All right. The Home Run Derby.
It was tough. I didn't know what happened, but it was tough.
I don't even know when it finished. I'll find out when the last one was. Yeah, you had a 2-under for an eagle, so it'd be plus 5 points for an eagle, plus 2 for a birdie. Back to our kind of golf, Pipes, it's a par, you got nothing, bogey minus 1, double bogey minus 3, but double bogey or more. So you couldn't get anything under a minus 3.
Oh, so it's all in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
convenient.
So at worst, you could be at like a negative 27 through 9.
Yeah.
If you're multiplying that out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like taking a 5 and putt-putt.
Right, I just was, you know.
Be what, minus 54.
I just didn't want to do all that math.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you could be technically minus 54, I guess, after the first round on that. Surely you'd sneak a par in. Don't you think?
No, you have some days that are just...
Okay, before we talk sports, I, in a weird kind of way, happened to bring a bag of Fritos today, like a small bag of Fritos, and... Trevor and I started visiting about chips, and he said he's not a Fritos guy because they're just plain. And I agree with you. They're plain. And, Derek, I think you like Fritos on occasion.
I do.
So then that started, Stableford scoring system. Thank you, Mark. Good call on that. So then we started talking about chips, and I said I'm more of a nacho Dorito guy. You guys, well, Trevor, I mean, at least, is more of a, what is it called, Cool Ranch Doritos. And then we started, I said, you know, the one I don't really eat a lot is Cheetos. And then I told you guys, the Cheeto to me is like the hot dog to a sandwich. You know how everybody's always, that's the big question, is a hot dog a sandwich? Well, I feel like, is the Cheeto a chip? I don't know that it is. I don't think
it is. And a hot dog's
either.
Not a sandwich.
It's not, huh? You eat it on bread. Kinda. Is bun bread? I mean, that's the same thing, right?
It's not a sandwich, though. I'm wholeheartedly
With you.
I'm wholeheartedly with Derek.
No, I'm with you guys on this too. I've never called it a sandwich.
I can't explain literally why. Because look, Harry Black loved this stuff, right? And he'd be like, cereal is soup. Like he got really into the whole, like the literal dictionary definition.
That was right up Harry's alley.
So I get it. Like the legal definition of what a sandwich is like a meat in between two pieces of bread. So technically that's what a hot dog is. But like, it's just not.
I'm with you guys.
It's a gut thing. It's just not. I can't explain why, but you just can't call it that.
I'm with you. I think all three of us agree.
Is the corn dog a sandwich? I know it's not two pieces of bread, but it's breaded all around the outside of the meat.
I cannot stand a corn dog.
Really?
Really? I was at the fair earlier this week, and corn dogs are good.
What's wrong with a corn dog?
I don't know. I don't like
the outside.
Hot dog
with buttery fried stuff on it.
I know, but I just don't like the outside of it. It just it's a weird taste to me. So I'm not a big fair.
That, my friend's, a hot take.
I'm not a big fair guy in terms of the food. Like, I'd eat cotton candy, pork burgers. Other than that, I'm just not much of a fair guy. Like, I don't even know what some of them are. Somebody will be walking.
The funnel cake.
The funnel cake, yeah. Somebody will walk down the street with this, and I'm like, what is that? So, I mean, I obviously know where it is. But, yeah, I'm with you on this.
Someone said, what if the buns of the hot dog break apart? Is it then a sandwich? If you've got two separate buns that you're putting the hot dog.
I see.
No.
No.
That's my opinion, but no.
No, I'm with you on this. I don't think it is either. So, yeah, I just don't think a Cheeto is a chip. I feel like it's a, I don't even know what I'd call it.
I mean, do they call it a chip? Because to me, that seems like an easy no.
It's in the chips aisle.
Right.
See, we had this argument with my brother one time. He brought Chex Mix to a party when we said bring chips.
Oh,
he brought Chex Mix.
Wow.
He's like, it was the same aisle.
Got
and
it.
We have not
it.
Forgiven him.
Bold move by him.
Now, I like Chex Mix.
I love Chex Mix.
But
it's not a chip,
I'm with
though.
You, though. It's not a chip. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not grilling a hamburger and throwing Chex Mix next to it to go outside and eat.
No.
So, I mean, that's more of just a snack. That's just, hey, I brought Chex Mix for a snack, and I also brought Doritos.
That was a bold move to
that was bold.
To be requested chips and bring Chex Mix.
And he's still hearing about it.
He is.
Like 4 or 5
whenever
years later.
Whenever we have a gathering, Super Bowl party or something, like, Josh, bring chips. Actual chips.
Now, if you were to bring the bag of just the black chips from the Chex Mix, because there's a bag that's just those.
Oh,
that,
is it really?
I would say that's a chip.
Okay.
Because those little things are chips, the rye, whatever you call them.
Now that we're on this, you know Gardetto's, the wafer, the brown wafer in a Gardetto I don't like. So I will pick through the Gardetto's and save all the wafers. Like, both my boys like them. So if we're in a car, like, they will eat the wafers and I'll eat everything else of a Gardetto. But, yeah, it's just interesting how we all have a peculiar or unique way of going about things.
I'll take that a step further. I'm not a huge pretzel guy. So if I'm eating Chex Mix, I'll eat anything but the pretzels, which is like half of the Chex Mix.
You know what's funny? I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Because what are they? Is there an official term for the...
I mean, they're like rice grain.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're called, but...
Those are so good.
Especially when you get... Every once in a while in the bag, you've got one that's like... super dusted.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're like, this check is going to be...
Because the pretzel, like on an ordinary
amazing.
Day, if you just handed me a pretzel, I enjoy the pretzel. I can eat a pretzel. In fact, it's fairly healthy, right? If you had a cold beer sitting in front of you...
That, but...
Well, I think a pretzel's pretty healthy.
Okay.
I think it's a healthy snack.
Like a salted, soft pretzel?
Yeah. Well, not a soft pretzel, but just like just regular pretzels you throw out on the... I think those are okay, but like the pretzel inside of a Chex Mix... They're so bland, like they're blander than bland. And I don't even eat them. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with the pretzel.
Right there with
you. I'm with you on that one. So, all right. Is that enough of that? I just had to get that off my chest with the Cheeto not being a chip. I don't feel like it's a chip. All right. Home run derby.
Anyways.
Albert Pujols. Hey, it's Harold Reynolds. Harold Reynolds on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Albert Pujols is your 8 seed. Not surprising. And he gets paired up with Kyle Schwarber in round one. What are the chances, Derek Piper, of Pujols being an upset favorite? Pulling the upset of all upsets and getting rid of why is Schwarber one and Alonso my guy too? Or not?
I think Schwarber leads baseball with 28 home runs.
Oh, so then he's automatic? Is that how they do that? Which would make sense. Yeah, I just didn't
just
realize how they did that.
Based on.
Got it.
Pujols has no chance. Zero. He will get tired within the first
minute.
Block of the first round. Yeah. You know, obviously, they have, what, 4 or 5 minutes? And he'll call time after hitting like three.
Yeah.
Yachty will come over. I don't know if Yachty will be there.
Probably throwing it.
Give him the towel and the Gatorade.
Yeah, give him a big hug and an ovation, and that's it. Walk off into the distance. Whoever's throwing to Albert needs to throw right down close to his thighs on the inside. He loves turning on a ball like that.
Yep.
And it's less
grueling.
Should
be a lefty.
Yeah.
Each round will have odds on FanDuel at some point, and I'm curious to see what the line on Schwarber. I mean, are we talking like minus 600?
Probably. I mean, I would think.
Because at the end of the day, look, it is four random minutes
with
a guy who hits home runs. So I'm not saying any result is impossible, but.
Wouldn't it be funny if Albert went out and hit like four home runs, let's say, and Schwarber comes up and Albert has paid off the pitcher. So after Schwarber hits like his second home run, the pitcher just starts throwing him in the dirt. And everybody's like, what's going on? Like this, that would be awesome.
I don't think ESPN, for viewing purposes, would enjoy that very much. And most people at home, Lon, who bet Pujols on FanDuel, would be just cheesing on his couch.
All of a sudden.
With his Chex Mix and a stack of pretzels.
The FBI is there knocking on the door like, Mr. Tay.
They do have him on FanDuel.
They do?
Every round is somewhere between minus 100 and minus 200, and then Schwarber is minus 320.
Okay. I would jump on 320.
So Pujols is plus 240 to win round one.
I would jump on Schwarber with everything he got.
And then to win the whole thing, he's got 22-1 odds. Everybody else is 15-1 or lower.
Okay.
Or higher, however you say it.
The thing with Albert, I feel like, not that he can't hit BP home runs anymore. I mean, he obviously can, but you even see it with some of his swings that what looks like one off the wall or a home run off the bat then doesn't go as far. I just don't feel like he has that pop.
I'm with you.
To the same extent. Even his home runs are just a couple rows beyond the fence.
Except
where
for the one he hit in Milwaukee.
Right.
Was a bomb.
Which was like 3 months ago.
Right.
2 months ago.
Right.
Schwarber can hit him into the upper deck.
Oh. Yeah.
It won't be close.
Or on scoreboards. As the Cardinals fans will know and remember for
you
the rest.
You just did that to yourself.
Of our lives. I know. I mean, I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Lon's hunting points.
Yeah, right. Where's that? Thank you. I mean, that is steeping as low as I can go there to try to get a point. There's no doubt. Yeah, it's not going to be. I'm with Derek and everybody else here.
They actually have a the field or Pete Alonso.
I'd go field.
The field is minus 250, Alonso plus 180 to three-peat.
I mean, nobody's ever three-peated.
So Alonso's plus 180 just overall to bet him to win this.
Correct.
Wow. Derek is thinking.
The odds are Alonso at plus 180, Schwarber at plus 290, then there's a bit of a gap. Juan Soto at plus 650, Acuna at plus 700, then another gap. Julio Rodriguez at 10-1, Corey Seager 10-1, and then Albert Pujols 22-1.
Where's Jose Ramirez?
Oh, 16-1.
Oh, okay. Well, Soto will face Ramirez from the Guardians. I feel like when I say that, it's the movie.
What movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Little, what is that thing? What is he?
He's a raccoon.
Raccoon, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a pretty funny character. I like it.
Yeah.
Who is it? Julio Rodriguez, Seattle, right?
What's interesting is usually you see a hometown guy in these.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers, despite having like six home run hitters, no one's in it.
Well, Seager.
Well, he's not a Dodger.
I know, but maybe they're just saying, well, he'll be our hometown guy.
I guess. Usually there's some type
of
draw.
Where's Justin Turner?
Freddie Freeman was invited, but his agent didn't tell him.
Piper Kluber's really good at this game.
He is.
And did you see the agent is suing Fox now for libel?
For what Doug Gottlieb reported?
Yeah. Interesting. It's just, okay.
That whole story, something's off.
Right. Is that like a classic wait to the last minute kind of thing? Like, is that agent like sitting there on like a Tuesday saying, well, I got till Friday to get this done. And then all of a sudden he wakes up Friday morning going, I got to get him signed somewhere. Hey, you're signing with the Dodgers.
It's just hard to imagine if there was a counter offer made by the Braves that they wouldn't let Freddie Freeman know that directly.
Exactly. Or would Freeman not say what is the counter?
Or yeah, he's just going to hide off on a beach somewhere and say, just let me know when it's done.
Well, maybe.
That's
the part that sticks with me.
Maybe. Not that the agent didn't tell him, but why would A, Freddie not ask, like, hey, did my hometown team ever counter? Or B, why would no one from the Braves ever in the last 3 months reach out to Freddie
right. And
say, hey, man, we're bummed you took that other offer, especially considering we offered $10 million more. Just making that up, you know?
No, I'm with you.
Like, why would the lines of communication just completely drop?
I have no idea.
After the supposed deal that wasn't?
Well, you'd really have to trust your agent, which I know they do, but to then all of a sudden just...
He did fire him, though.
Yeah,
so
he
obviously
did.
He somehow did something to... You know,
he did
sever that relationship. I just can't believe that he would do that.
Yeah. In today's day and age where everything is leaked, you would think someone would have leaked, hey, the Braves are offering this much to Freddie Freeman, and Freeman reading Twitter going, hold on a second. Bob, is this true?
Or again, like you're 50 minutes in, you have 10 more minutes, and you're the Braves, you haven't heard back, just call Freddie.
Right.
I mean, exactly. I know you're not supposed to, but like... I just can't believe that would happen to her.
Why can't they?
I don't know.
If he's a free agent.
They
got to
go through the agent, I guess.
I guess, but I'm with you there. I am like bypassing the agent at that point saying, hey, you do know we offered you this.
Especially because he seems like a huge, like, he was always in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved him there. They just want a ring there. Like,
yep.
This isn't like Shohei Ohtani's translator didn't
right.
convey it correctly right. to him or something, right?
Well, like, and if you're the Dodgers, if you're a Dodgers fan right now, what do you think of Freddie Freeman? First of all, you love him because the guy can't not hit. But, like, he's coming out crying, you know, like, essentially he's saying, I don't want to be with you.
I don't think they care, though, because he's hitting.
Like, I didn't know that.
320,
I
anyways.
Thought she had broken up with me. But actually, she hadn't. It was my buddy telling me that.
Right.
So that he can date her. So now I'm with a new girl and I don't really want to be. That's basically what Freddie Freeman is telling the Dodgers.
Like, yeah, Freddie, you signed here. You took the money. We're winning.
Yeah, right.
Stop crying.
Exactly. I mean, are we supposed to feel that bad for guys like this? I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's cool in a way that Freddie Freeman seems like the kind of dude that would want to finish his career in Atlanta, right? I mean, he does seem like...
Then he should have been proactive enough to make sure in the negotiations that if the Braves were going to make that move to counter and give him the money he wanted, that he would then stay. Or maybe the Braves messed up by not going directly to Freddie. Something just doesn't make sense.
I'm with you. I don't know. It's kind of a strange thing, but it is what it is. And now Freddie Freeman... had like 15 hits in 3 games against the Cardinals.
You can parlay round 1 winners, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So you could like pick all 4 matchups and combine them.
Why would you tell me that? Why would you? That would be like...
I don't know.
Hey, guys, I quit drinking Bud Light, and then you bring a case in. And you just set it right on the desk and be like, hey. I mean, you're just literally dangling the parlay thing right in front of my nose.
Trevor, I side bet you that Lon will double bet whatever parlay he makes.
I take
round
your
one.
Side bet on Lon's double bet. Actually, I don't because I know he's going to do it.
Well, who would I even pick in Rodriguez and Seager?
The thing to keep in mind, and we can dive into this
or
a little
Acuna
bit more.
And Alonso. I feel like that's
Monday.
A miss. Like,
yeah.
Aren't they? Why are they throwing two of the top guys together?
This is random, right? Like, I remember when we were betting on this either last year or the year before, like.
Because it's all because of what they've hit.
I forget who it was, but it was Stanton or somebody, and they lost to, like, Matt Olson in the first round, and you're like, what?
Yeah,
but
like, why are they?
It's just guys hitting home runs for 4 minutes.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
You know,
that
I don't
makes
know.
Sense.
But that said, Pujols is pretty.
Yeah.
Even in the pantheon of the guys who are hitting these home runs, he's
No, I'm with you.
Again, I think I saw on Twitter he's got like 3% of the collective home runs in this derby.
I'm shocked that he even wants to do it. I truly am. Like, I don't feel like Albert's one of those guys that seeks out the attention of this. And yet, in a weird way, he's doing a home run derby. Like, it was when I heard he was doing it, I'm like, what? He has 6 home runs. Does he even have 6? Is he up to 6?
I think he has 6 now, yeah.
Like, why is he even doing that? Like, it was one thing to be invited to the All-Star game. I think that was a cool honor. Go, you know, go into the game, take your hack, hopefully get a hit, get the standing O. I think that'd be cool. That'd be awesome for he and Miggy. But then to take the next step where you're now a key component of the home run derby, it's like, what? I don't know. That's weird to me. It's all weird.
He's well rested.
Well, that
he hasn't played.
I don't know though.
Back to back day. Well, now that they're
he's
starting,
played like 5 or 6 string
in a row, but that was the first time all season.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Is he technically the Dodger in this?
Oh,
I mean, he was as recent a Dodger as anybody in this.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
Seager.
Point.
I guess
and Seager.
Both of them. Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
Kind of weird though to be the Dodger fan who just decides, hey, I'm going to go down there.
Yeah.
And the two guys to root for are Albert and Seager.
Yeah.
One who was on your team for half a year once, and the other guy who left you to play at Texas.
I know. Did the Dodgers really get to? Do they get to count Albert as one of their own?
No.
Not even
half
close.
A year. Right?
No.
He did win a title though, right? No.
The Braves won it.
Braves
last
won.
Year.
What am I thinking? Braves won it. I was going to see randomly if Albert is back in the lineup tonight. I just want to I want to check this. Oh, lineup unavailable for the Cardinals.
Thank God.
Maybe he just wants to go out there and
Cincinnati's
flex.
Cincinnati's ready.
In front of the Angels.
Oh, that's true. Kind of show them up.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, they gave him a lot of money.
They did.
So I wouldn't be like, you know.
And like half a Disneyland or something like that.
Right? I wouldn't be snubbing my nose at the Angels so much because it's like, well, thank you for making me a billionaire almost, essentially.
I kind of like Acuna at 7-1 if I were picking.
Yeah, I don't like the Acuna against Alonso in round one.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. I'm trying to look for somebody who has as pure a home run stroke as anybody here, but has value.
Why not Acuna, I can't ever say it, against Ramirez and Alonso against Rodriguez, and then Soto against Seager?
Rodriguez has been as hot as any player in baseball the last 2 or 3 weeks, so maybe you ride the rookie.
I guess. Ride the rook. I like that.
You know what's weird is – I don't remember any of Albert's previous home run derby.
I don't either.
Participations.
He's been in 4.
And he was 5, I think, right?
Oh,
and
this will be number 5.
Well, this will be 5. And he had one at Busch Stadium.
03, 07, 09, 15.
I don't remember him either.
If you had told me Albert Pujols was in the 2015 home run derby, I would have bet you $100 you were lying.
I'm with you. When he was announced as a home run derby, I'm like, has he ever done that? And then this is his 5th one. Well, that shows you, number one, how much I pay attention to the home run derby. But I do not remember Albert in a home run derby. I'm glad you said that. Because I thought maybe I say a lot of dumb things on the show. So even there, I tempered back. I'm like, I'm not going to say it. But I literally never remember him being in a home run derby. Now watch, you're going to tell me 1, 2 of them.
I don't think that's
the case.
Think,
no. Yeah, I don't think he did. So, all right, we got to catch a break. When we come back, I'm going to just fire off random questions on Illinois basketball and football. And you know what we didn't do? You know what we didn't do? Do you know what we did not do? It is Friday. People have had a cold beer in their hand waiting to open it now for 30 minutes, 25 to be exact. And I apologize to all of you out there. They have poured a glass of wine and are just sitting there sweating on the outside, or they have thrown some scotch. Do you use ice with scotch, or do you just put scotch in a glass without ice and go? You're not a scotch guy.
I don't
guy.
Drink scotch. No.
What do you drink? Whiskey? How do you do it with whiskey?
Yeah, I like some ice in my in my bourbon.
So all of these people
it's blasphemy for some people, but judge me. Go ahead.
Bourbon. Yeah, that's what it is. Everybody's ready to go, and I've let them down. So here's to it. On a Friday, congratulations for making another weekend, and have fun waking up in the morning watching PGA Championship not PGA Championship, but the Open. That's going to be fun to do. So here is to you.
Happy hour.
Sounds so good. That just flat out sounds good. All right, when we return, we don't know what we're doing. But I am going to ask random questions to Derek Piper and Trevor Valise.
You got 30 minutes to get 2 points while holding Derek to none.
It's possible.
I was trying to even think of something there. It's not happening to me, man. It's a bad week for me. I don't even know what that means. We're back. It's The Drive.
Heavy rain on the dirt track at Farmer City Raceway has once again affected their schedule. DirtCarSummerNationals.com just released their announcement that heavy rain throughout the day has forced Farmer City Raceway officials to postpone to a later date. Officials are actively working to find a suitable rescheduled date, but for tonight, the Dirt Car Summer Nationals has been postponed. Details found at FarmerCityRacing.com.
I'm Kofi Coburn. When it comes to facing my opponents on the basketball court, that's easy. You know what else is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care.
That's right, Kofi. When you need care for minor illnesses and injuries, that's easy to get when and where you need it. OSF On-Call Urgent Care is your MVP. Walk in 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, even holidays, or connect with a virtual visit 24/7, 365 days a year. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
The sound of the gong on the golf course marks the start of the Region I Golf Outing to benefit local Special Olympics Illinois athletes. Join our athletes Emerson and Aiden for the Region I Golf Outing on Friday, August 5th at the University of Illinois Orange Golf Course with registration and lunch from 11 to noon and the shotgun start at noon. A special thanks to sponsors Crossroads Contractor Supply, Martin Hood, Dynagraphics, Kirby Wealth Management Group, CCMSI. Get your business involved now as you reach out at soill.org. Golfers will enjoy fun games out on the course, including the Gong Show Game Hole and the Fireball Hole in One Hole, with awards to top teams and individuals. Registration is $100 per golfer, $400 for a team of four, and includes free Riggs Hefeweizen and American Lager throughout the day for golfers over 21. A special thanks to Hole in One sponsors Consolidated Communications, Apex Clean Energy, and Stevie J Broadcasting. For details, visit soill.org.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new Train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a Train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hey, this is Ben Grice from the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton, and grilling season, it's here. Are you ready? If you're a seasoned barbecue pro or a total amateur, take your meal to the next level. We've got our sauces bottled and ready to go. We've got rub, the best spices to take your barbecue to the next level. Or if you've got a big crowd, we even have extra meat. Dine in or take it home. It's super quick. You can order our sauces and our rub online at humblehogbbq.com.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Heavy rain on the dirt track at Farmer City Raceway has once again affected their schedule. DirtCarSummerNationals.com just released their announcement that heavy rain throughout the day has forced Farmer City Raceway officials to postpone to a later date. Officials are actively working to find a suitable reschedule date, but for tonight, the Dirt Car Summer Nationals has been postponed. Details found at FarmerCityRacing.com.
Golfers are wanted for this year's Region I Golf Outing to benefit Special Olympics Illinois athletes like Emerson and Aiden. It will be held on Friday, August 5th at the University of Illinois Orange Golf Course. Golfer registration is $100 or $400 for a team of four, which includes lunch, free rigs beer throughout the day, raffle auction items, a golfer gift, and awards for outstanding teams and individuals. A special thanks to Hole-in-One sponsors, Consolidated Communications, Apex Clean Energy, and Stevie J Broadcast. For details, visit soill.org.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chiney Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, I thought of something at the break. Would anybody be interested in like a two-hour program where Trevor, Derek, and I visit, and then you pay like a dollar for our autograph? $5?
You've been saving that this entire time,
haven't
you?
I really have.
Yep.
I really have.
Trevor, I...
Fine.
I don't want to tell you how to Tony Reale, but yeah. That makes sense.
Backstory. Yeah. Okay.
Well, backstory is three Illini football players are having a signing in Normal, I believe, in September. Tommy DeVito, Casey Washington, and Josh McCray.
Mm.
And the deal is you can get each of their autographs for $15 a piece, or the combination package is $35 for all three in a picture.
Mm.
And I was going to have – I don't want to rip – players for taking advantage of NIL opportunities.
No.
I think and other athletes have done this. We've seen Curbelo do it, Kofi. But I, as someone who, when I was growing up in Champaign and would go to like the orange and blue scrimmage, and after the game, the whole team would line up and you get the poster and you walk through and everybody has the signature. And I had it for, I don't know if it was a spring game. I remember for football getting Kittner's autograph and Brandon Lloyd and everything. Like that's part of the fan experience that.
Agree.
Sometimes shouldn't cost anything.
I'm with you on this.
So while I think that it's great for players, if and it's all about the demand for whatever it is,
right?
You know, the capitalism, whatever. If you can go out there and make appearances at businesses or birthday parties or whatever, and if you can make money doing that, then that's the market's going to dictate your value there. And the same with jerseys and t-shirts and all the stuff that players are able to do. But I just think that when I looked at that, I don't want to knock these guys in particular. It's just sometimes it goes to a place that's going to turn people off, and you wonder how much should money always be thought of in that kind of a sense.
Well, because look at it this way. If Josh McCray was at dinner and you were at the same spot, and you had little Derek Piper there, and you wanted to go get his autograph, I'm guessing he's just going to give you his autograph. I'm not thinking like in the middle of it, he's going to be like, okay, little man, go tell your dad to send you with $10, and then I'm going to sign this autograph for you, right? I mean, that's kind of the gist of it. That, I'm with you on that. I don't
know. There are people out there that have plenty of money and are willing to support these players because they're
Illini. I'd rather buy those guys dinner.
Because they're Illini football fans.
Exactly.
And they want to support the athletes that are part of the program. And look, I get that, and I fully am on board with that. I think that some, though, might say, why not do an autograph day after training camp this in August and then get get everybody's autograph, anybody.
Well, they used to – do they still do that at U of I at Memorial Stadium where – they would have like Illini media day, and then afterwards you could take your kids down. Like both my boys went to that event, and all the players were out there. You could get their autographs.
I remember going to that.
My favorite picture of Lucas and I ever is him probably 5 years old, and he's on my, like he's up on my back, in other words, and there's a picture of he and I, and it's just, I don't know. You know how we, like, you can look at 30 pictures of yourself and be like, oh, that's not a bad one. Like, that picture, for some reason, I like the way I look in it. Plus, Lucas is just cute as a button in it. And it's my favorite picture of Lucas and I. But it was at that event. And do they still do that? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I mean, COVID, I assume, stopped it. I don't know if they started it.
Good call.
I remember one year, the poster was black. Do you remember, like, when the new uniforms were redesigned, it was just like a silhouette model in the helmet? And it was black, like the entire poster was black. And I remember everyone showed up with a black Sharpie.
Oh, no.
Because, like, who plans to bring, like, a white Sharpie,
No
one had white Sharpies or silver Sharpies. So, like, no one could sign anything because it was just not showing up.
It's just not. Oh, Randy said, is it legal to buy dinner for an athlete? Yeah, I think.
Probably.
I think as long as you weren't, like, coercing them to do something for that dinner.
But see, it's a good question, Randy, because...
like a recruit, you couldn't say, I'm going to buy you this dinner if you can guarantee me you're going to come here or something.
If I was over at Long Branch and...
boiler up.
And Trent Frazier, well, that's not a good example. He's not here anymore. Coleman Hawkins walked in and I said, hey, I want to pick up his dinner. Yeah, I don't know. Is that legal?
I mean, no one's going to stop you.
I agree. I think it's legal. Why wouldn't it be? Can I just go
now
up
if to... if it wasn't, like, through the...
can I go up to Coleman Hawkins and hand him $50?
Probably not.
I mean, what... or do I have to say...
I mean, that's improper benefits, right?
Technically, it's got to be some kind of deal where he's going to, on a Instagram post, say...
hey,
go see
Lante for insurance.
Yeah, go see Lante for insurance or listen to The Drive and here's...
okay,
your...
here's... yeah, okay.
But also, no one at the Long Branch is going to say,
Lante, I
know. NIL police.
Speaking of that, Donnie's got bone-in ribeyes this weekend at the Long Branch in Gifford. Oh. Okay, I've got some questions for you. Random questions.
Can I just put one more capper on that?
Yeah.
It's also hard when the headline guy is someone who's never played a game for Illinois.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe Tommy DeVito's good, but it's hard to make that the draw when no one knows anything about him.
Right.
And the expectations aren't exactly sky high. You know? I mean, it'd be one thing if it was Isaiah Williams and others.
It's pretty bad when you go up to get an autograph and you shake their hand. You're like, who are you again? I'm Tommy DeVito. I'm the quarterback. Oh. I've got a hot take about the quarterback, but I want to wait till we play or till we get closer to game action.
You want to save it. All right. Fair enough. Could it get you a point, though? Because then we'd be tied to the lead.
No, because Derek is just sitting there knowing probably
Derek's
what I'm going to
say. Derek's in a run-out-the-clock situation here.
He totally is.
16 minutes of showtime left.
I can't Bruce Weber this thing.
You guys,
if I don't try to score, then I'm just going to lose.
You guys have freaked me out because on a normal basis, like the one-liner is kind of my favorite thing to do. And now that I feel like it's a competition, I've gone into a shell. Like I'm gonna Cam Smith it this weekend, where I'm gonna like choke and be like, oh, all right. So
just be yourself, Lon.
Okay, I'll just Do we need music for these?
Be you.
Oh, all right. I don't know. We'll just call this the segment. Piper.
What's
best
up?
Newcomer on the Illinois basketball team this year, in your mind, will be? Now, you could loose definition of best, meaning best. Who's going to have the most impact for the University of Illinois basketball squad. Is that too easy of a question with Terrence Shannon? Or could it be one of the
freshmen? I think between Shannon and Meyer, those are your two choices. If you're doing newcomers, if you're just saying freshman, that's a harder question because Ty Rogers is the highest. Well, him and Sky Clark both highest ranked. And
I got that next.
Okay. Newcomer. Terrence Shannon Jr. will be the most productive.
Dane Danger would be on that.
Yeah.
You're going to go Terrence Shannon.
Terrence Shannon Jr.
That's the obvious. What will he, what would, if I had to say to you, how many points a game is he scoring and Matthew Meyer scoring? Are they at least close, like 15
and
13?
Yeah, I'd say Shannon's in that 15, 16 point range and Meyer is 12 to 13.
Okay, I like it. All right, best freshman this season for Illinois basketball.
This is tough because all things being equal, I might say Ty Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
But the opportunity at point guard when you're literally rolling with two freshman point guards and Sky Clark and Jaden Epps, they're going to have more chances, I feel
ball
like,
in the hand.
Than Ty Rogers will. Can I hot take it?
Yeah.
Jaden Epps.
Whoa. Really? Why would you go that direction?
Because he's going to be more ready. He's got a head start on Sky right now. Sky's not even 100% still. He's, I think, going to give Sky a hard time once he comes back. I think that Sky's very talented, but you're going to need both guys to play very well, too. Ty with the jump shot is one thing you kind of wonder about. He's going to be on the floor because he defends so well. He rebounds. I think if you're going to just the impact overall, you might say Ty when he's on the floor. He's going to do a lot of different things, but Epps
like
can
it.
Score, man, and he's quick. And if he beats out Sky Clark, having a head start and being a guy that people probably aren't talking enough about, I wouldn't be too surprised if it was Jaden Epps.
He can score in buckets. I mean, right? I mean, Epps is one of those guys that can.
He can score in buckets?
Yeah, isn't that what they say?
You mean in bunches?
Bunches! Buckets. Do I lose one?
He scores really in the bucket. I really want to take one away from
you. I think
right
I deserve
now.
It.
No.
I think I deserve it.
Okay, fine.
You know what? Wait. Before you do that.
Oh, you want to make up for it.
I did come with questions to eat up a segment.
Okay.
Which
that's,
I feel
that's
should.
That's a net zero.
Okay. That's. Whew. All right.
He does literally score in buckets. Like, that's where he scores.
Right,
so.
Right. Score the basketball, as they say. All right. Leading scorer, leading rebounder this year for Illinois.
Terrence Shannon Jr. is the leading scorer.
Is that obvious? Like, is that.
It's not
just
a foregone conclusion.
Like, you might have Coleman score 18 one game and 8 the next.
Matthew Meyer could do it. He's capable. Yeah. If he shoots the three like he did the championship year for Baylor, in contrast to last year, we took a step back. If his three-point game is strong, then he could challenge for this. If RJ Melendez takes the step that everyone, and when you put him in the realm of could he be the next Keegan and Jaden Ivey and Johnny Davis, like, there's a chance that RJ does. I'd say Terrence, and then rebounders are a little more
tough,
difficult.
Isn't it? I'm going to go Meyer.
I could see that. I'm going to go Hawkins.
What's the leading rebounder this year going to average? 5.8?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
They're going to have a handful of guys in that 4-plus to
4-7.
Not above 6.
Right.
I'm not ragging on your questions because they're good. But I almost think that this roster is built to make those questions very hard
That's
to
a great point.
Encapsulate.
It's a great point.
He's trying to make me look bad is what he's doing.
It's a great word, number
Thank
one.
You.
No, who would you pick as the rebounder?
Meyer. I think
Trevor?
Matthew Meyer will
Like,
leave.
Ty Rogers isn't going to be the best newcomer. But that's the whole point of Ty Rogers. You're not going to label him the
exactly.
best, but he's going to go 4-4-4-4 every night. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Well,
so that's what makes it kind of tricky to label these
but
things.
But that, to me, I guess, again, there's the loose definition of best, but if he impacts this team better than any other freshman, even if Sky Clark, or let's say Jaden Epps averages 10 a game and Ty Rogers averages 5, but he impacts your team because of defense, loose balls, the intangibles, then I think you could call Ty Rogers the best freshman. But you're right. You nailed
but you
it.
You wouldn't
right
call
there.
DeMonte 2 years ago the best guard not named Io, even if his impact made it feel that way, right?
Yeah. But man, you'd love to have him. It'd be cool sometimes to ask the coaches. You know, like, because that, you know, Brad Underwood may be like, oh, DeMonte Williams, there's not a guy on this team that I would trade for him. You know, in other words, he just is comfortable where he feels. I don't know that that's the case, but.
I'm not pushing back on your questions at all.
No, but you're right.
I just feel
like what you said.
This team is a bunch of 2K 88s and no 99s.
I agree.
Whereas like last year was like, or 2 years ago, was like two 99s and a bunch of, you know.
I need you now to pull up the Fighting Illini football schedule because I have football questions.
Let's do it.
Are you guys going to meet? Are you going to go down to the P-Wall this year? That's not a question. I just thought of that. While I'm looking up the schedule.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Hickory River over there, too?
Yes.
I mean, that's...
It's usually a demarcation of something going horribly wrong when I decide to just saunter over and catch up with Lon in a bathroom.
You and your dad head over.
It's usually a sign that it's 35 nothing or something, so...
Or that it's 35 below.
Yep, that
zero.
That too.
I don't know if we're planning a convene in the
at
the P-Wall.
I don't mean all of us.
I'll hit it.
Yeah, I just want you to go see it. I don't need to be there with you.
So, thank you for clarifying.
Right. I mean, I can hang outside by Hickory River and be like, hey, Pipes, what'd you think? Place is awesome. I hope we always keep the P-Wall. I just hope we always do. All right, football-wise, last year, Illinois upset Penn State. What team is on the radar for Illinois to do that again this season? In other words, what team that Illinois would be playing this year is a possibility of an upset? Keep in mind, that game was at Penn State. Because normally when I go to upset things, I immediately look at just the home schedule, thinking, well, they'll have a better chance of upsetting a team at home. Who would have thought that Illinois would beat Penn State on the road except for the Barge? Nine overtimes. And Chattanooga does not count.
I mean, not really, but yeah.
As an upset. Who do you think? I've got mine.
This is tough.
I think I've got mine.
Iowa at home?
That's it. That's it.
You're due, as Lon likes to say.
You are so due to beat. Even if you look at the history of Iowa, Illinois. Like, in the history of Iowa, Illinois, when Illinois wins games, it's about time for Illinois to win a game. They lost their starting quarterback. I know Iowa's Iowa, right? They'll come back. They'll do their thing. Did they lose their starting quarterback?
I might still have Spencer Petras.
Nope, you're right. He's back.
Who's not.
He is back.
Didn't they bench him at one point last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. He's back.
They might not outclass you with quarterback play, though. I think that's
right.
A big part of it, too.
I think this is the year that Illinois beats Iowa. That's pathetic to say it like that. Like, the way I said it was almost like, this is the year you beat Alabama. Like, it's Iowa.
I don't know. That's the start of it, Lon. You would have said that in basketball with Wisconsin. This is the year
That's
we
true.
Finally beat Wisconsin.
And once we did, look what's happened.
Now is football going to take
they
off
They cower
like
in the corner now. They're like, oh, it's Illinois. That's what's going to happen with Iowa. They're going to cower in that little pink locker room.
That was my first thought, too. I hate to be unoriginal. You lost last year by like 10.
Yeah, you've played them well the last few seasons.
Bielema wasn't even there, and they had two kick return touchdowns in that game.
That's right.
So
good call. Yeah, that's right. That was his game where he wasn't there. All right, so we all agree with Iowa. I like that idea. That is October 8th, one day before my birthday.
Oh, God, not again.
And we all know what happens on my birthday, but that's not technically on my birthday. So, all right, last year, see if you understand this. The game against Minnesota last year was more of a work ethic win. You literally took the lead, held the lead, didn't dominate Minnesota, but for the most part, it was a hell of a win. From the kickoff, you knew Illinois was going to win that game. What team does Illinois do that to this season? So, in other words, this would be not an upset necessarily, but a game maybe against a team that is similar to you, but yet you just go out and kind of take care of business from the kickoff. Is there a certain game?
At Northwestern.
Okay. I like that.
I would love for the answer to be at Indiana.
Yes.
But I don't know that.
I don't think that's going to happen. I was going to say Purdue. Purdue at home. I think they're an equal team to you. I'm hoping we're better than Northwestern.
Right.
Because Minnesota would have
been... I
guess
that's... a difference.
I mean, you're fine to use that, but yeah, like Minnesota would have been the favorite going into that game.
So you're saying not only is it a ball control win, but it should be against someone that you're not favored against,
well,
or something,
or a pretty even line. Like, okay. I don't know. Northwestern might be better this year, or will you go into that game being a 15-point favorite?
It won't be that much.
No, I was going to say 10, 7.
At Northwestern, it'll be under 7. I don't know if you're even favorite.
That's true. I think Purdue's that game. You're at home, November 12th. You just come out and you just kind of win that game. Just get it done. Okay, last one. Game that Illinois football should not lose but will this season. What is the game?
Well, see, the list of should not lose is pretty short.
Very short.
Go ahead, Lon.
Mine's Nebraska.
Are you labeling a game in Lincoln as a game you should not lose? I'm not sure.
No,
I'd agree with that.
No, you're right. Let me look here. I need music.
Well, the show's over.
I know.
So.
Point to Trevor.
How about Virginia? That was the point. How about Virginia?
Not that
you should win it, but you've got Virginia at home. They lost a lot of their weapons. Still their quarterback, though, who torched you. I think Ryan Walters can't wait for that game.
I'll say Wyoming.
Okay.
Oh,
man.
I don't want it to be that.
No,
yeah.
I know.
But they fit the profile of like a 6-win mid-major.
They do.
You know, no one knows anything week zero.
They do. Or how about a 5-win losing at Northwestern for that 6th?
That'd be tough.
Last final one. How many times in pre- or post-game interviews will Coach Bielma say right? Over under 2,400.
Usually the right is also followed up with appreciate the question, because as you point out,
yes,
he sort of jumps down the throat of the question asker.
He does, like in a good way.
It's nice if he does appreciate your question. You're the one asking, and it probably feels nice to hear that.
Yes.
But.
No, he does. He totally.
It happens a lot.
It's like, you know, Luke Ford. Oh, I know. I mean, I get it, right? I mean, Luke Ford's got to be the guy for us, right? So, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of rights.
Chances that Brett Bielma is listening to our show right now and hearing that. Over under 2%.
I'll go over.
Really?
He's in town. It's just a random Friday in July.
Okay.
I'll put it at like 4%.
359-2255, Coach B. Just text us and let us know. We got to get out of here.
Lon, you have 15 seconds to get a point and tie this up or Derek wins.
Yeah, I can't. You put me on the spot.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Oh, man.
Feels so right.
This stinks. Right. We're out. It's a drive.